Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Raptors fans were out in full force yesterday at Mosaic Stadium.
Yeah, 14,000 fans. It's hilarious. We had more fans in a CFL game for an NBA game to watch than the Argos do to watch their game in their own stadium.
I know.
And with that in mind, it's going to be very interesting to see what we do at the Rider game on Thursday. That's the kickoff to the season. They're in Hamilton. Mm-hmm. We know that that whole area, let alone the country, but that whole area is engrossed in Raptors fever.
Of course, yeah.
So the game starts at 5:30 our time, 7:30 that time, and right. The Raptors game starts at 9 that time, so it's only like they're gonna get killed.
Yeah,
They either got to move it to a weekend or they got to move it up to a 4 o'clock game or something like that.
You move it to a 4 o'clock game in that area because of how big it is in traffic. Yeah. I mean, it's just
they might have to move that game to Saturday. They may have.
To me, that's the only choice you have,
because you're not gonna are you gonna have a Mosaic? I know it's a community stadium, but are you really gonna have in the home of the Riders the Raptors game on instead of a Rider game? That ain't gonna be flying down at Mosaic Stadium.
Well, no, the Riders would be silly to allow.
I'm just saying. So I'm not saying that's why they change it, because we got to have the watch party in Regina. I'm just saying you're right. They're gonna have to change this thing anyway. To the game, Kevin Durant showed that he is a quote unquote warrior. He came out and put it all on the line. He's gonna be a free agent next year, and he's still gonna be a free agent. Actually, the Knicks are so bad they'd still probably give him $40 million to sit out a year.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's gonna be a free agent, and he probably wrecked his Achilles trying to come back for his team. And this game, this puppy's going 7 now. The Raptors are not beating Golden State in 6. We will be having a Father's Day matchup.
Absolutely.
It'll be a Father's Day winner take all one game thing in Toronto. That's the way it's going to go. Nick Nurse blew it for the Raptors. The rookie coach, he's done a great job till now. You're up 6 points with 2 minutes to go. You've got the ball and one more basket, and Golden State Warriors are dead. And he calls a timeout. It's stupid. And then 15 seconds to go in the game. You've got the ball. You're down by one. And he doesn't call a timeout to set up a play. Like, get the ball in Kawhi's hand and get him open for a shot, for God's sake. Give it to Kyle Lowry, the ultimate choker.
I'm confused. This NBA playoff scheduling throws me off. Like, they drag it out. It seems like it's, like, I know hockey's just as bad, clearly.
They gave an extra travel day for these teams. Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I don't,
especially
why
the NBA.
This game should be getting played on Wednesday.
Yeah, it should be played on Wednesday.
Wednesday and then Saturday night.
Well, they're not going Wednesday because they don't want it to go up against the NHL final. That's why. So they're going staggered.
Game should go tomorrow.
Well,
the
Stanley Cup should go tonight because it was played 2 games ago. Back in the day, they used to go every second day. So now it should be played tonight, the Stanley Cup, Game 7. And then
why
tomorrow.
Do they drag it out, though?
Like,
both of them.
They
drag out the... Actually, you know what? I'll give this. The World Series is at least bang, 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 bang. That's pretty quick.
Well, they got it for you're right, but they got it for the weather, right? They can't let it go too long for the weather. But...
Maybe they should start playing these games outdoors.
The NBA, I can give a bit of a... the NBA... You could play basketball all year round. Who really wants to sit indoors and watch hockey in June? Like, honestly.
Yeah,
if your team... I quit watching since the first round.
I know. Me too. Yeah.
Like, it's like I don't care about hockey now.
Anyway, it's a good problem to have because now we have a ton of sports to watch and they, like, literally can't fit it in.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Lotto Max is $65 million today, so $65 million because of this change.
Yeah, you don't like the 2 days.
I don't.
2 week. I mean,
don't. I think it's silly. I get it. I understand that they have a demand for it. That's fine, but I am not throwing down, because the thing is, I always buy my own, so I always get the $6
one.
I don't
know
what you do. So I get the $6 one, and then I go in the work one, so that's another $5.
So it's $22 a week if it's if it's large.
Insane. That's stupid. At some point, you got to understand the investment's not worth the payoff.
Juice isn't worth the squeeze. I chase the, if it's over 30, I'll play. If not, what's under 30? Don't waste my time. Like, don't, 7 million, 12 million. I'm not playing. But well, over 30, I start looking at it.
Yeah.
I kind of start looking at 30. 40, I'm all in. Now we're talking 65. I'm doing it at work. I'm not doing it at work.
I'm not doing it today. I'm not. I've decided I'm only going to do it once a week. So it's $65 million today.
Yeah.
And I know what you're saying. If it goes, then Friday will be nothing. But also, if it doesn't go, then Friday will be what? $65 million. Yeah. There's 10 $1 million prizes.
What happens
today.
If I, what happens?
So then that'll be like 31
what
million.
What happens if I walk in here tomorrow and 40 of us at work are splitting $65 million like we almost did? What happens if that happens and you're not one of them? What would you do if I walked in here and won $2.6 million? What would you do? Because you didn't want to throw $5 in because you don't want to chase the cash. And you can say,
I don't need your peer pressure.
You can say that'll never happen. It almost happened.
I know it did. So you know it did.
So
no,
now you're
going to
be sweating bullets.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So they yesterday, the Liberals did announce that there will be a ban on single-use plastics by 2021 in Canada. That's the plan.
Right.
I think this is something we can get behind, right? I mean, there's better ways to go about things environmentally.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of paper straws. I told you that yesterday. Yeah. I don't like the taste of them.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't really need to use a straw, right?
Yeah. Or get the Steelies.
Get the Steelies. Although, is that good for the environment? I don't know.
Better than single-use plastic straws.
Yeah, single use is the key.
We go through millions and millions a day of those straws.
$8 billion of $8 billion or something a year.
And where do they end up? In the ocean. Yeah. Like this, listen, we got to do something about that, and I'm on board with this one. However, I thought that I would nail this one out of the park. I'm like, oh, single-use plastics, whatever, not an issue. Until this morning when I'm putting all of my like little snacks into Ziploc bags, and I go, oh, well, those will be gone then.
Yeah, what happens there?
So Ziploc bags are gone. What about like freezer bags? What about if you're hunting?
Is that single-use plastic?
I don't know.
I don't think it is. Well, you can reuse those. Are reusable.
What's the definition of it?
Yeah, I know. But those are reusable.
They are. Maybe that's what
Single-use plastic would be your straws when you go to fast food places and stuff, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point because I use those all the time. I reuse mine, though. I throw them back in the bag and wash them out and reuse them again.
Yeah.
Mainly because I'm cheap, not because I'm environmental. Not going to lie to you.
There was a time, too, when everybody was like, when they got rid of all the styrofoam at fast food. Remember the styrofoam containers they would put your burgers in?
Oh, I love those. I miss those.
But everybody, how are we going to go on without that?
Yeah.
I think we did just fine.
Now we're okay because we have the cardboard thing, though.
Yeah, but those are going to be gone right away, too, I'm sure.
Well, then what will they put?
Soon enough, we're all going to be walking around with food in our hands.
Yeah. Kind of, we'll be like your son Cash.
Yeah.
In chairs. Yeah. Da, 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 yeah. Da,
we're all going to walk out of fast food restaurants with onion rings on our fingers.
Yeah.
You want the,
Chad will be like,
palm.
You want that fry? Da, 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 da.
Yeah. That's right. I do that already. Callie goes, stop eating off my plate.
Chad and Ballsy. Daily.
Yesterday, we got help from our friends Jason and Jared at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. We loaded up all of the bikes that you guys donated, that all of the Wolf listeners donated.
Right.
And we took them to St. Catharines Community School.
20 bikes, and that's way more than they had taken, so that's great. The community stepped up. Want to thank the principal and their student staff, student representatives for giving us a little gift. They didn't need to do that.
No.
And 285 kids really excited now. They're in a draw to win the, like, so it's, they didn't just hand pick students to win the bikes. They're in a draw to win the bikes.
Okay.
And they get, I think, draw passes based on how they do in school and their attendance and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
So they're pretty excited to have a chance to win bikes.
So
it's cool.
St. Catharines is your alma mater.
Yeah. Nothing has changed.
But did you think, like, when you were a kid,
yeah,
like, you're like me, too, when you go to school, you think it's just a huge building.
Oh, yeah.
It's a huge building, and there's so many people here. Yeah. What'd you think yesterday?
When I went to the library, it's like, I thought the library is this huge place of learning, and
wow,
look at all these books from around the world, it's a huge place. No, really small. It's the same thing. It's cool. Brought back memories.
Yeah.
But it's like, wow. And then I went across the hallway because right outside the library there was the lunchroom where you sat and ate lunch. That's where I saw the 1986 Challenger explode.
That's
one thing I remember.
Yeah.
It's like a broom closet. It's like a storage closet now. But the, the janitor's room's the same. I snuck into the janitor's room and I saw the crawl space down there. All that's the same.
Really? What were you doing in the crawl space of the janitor's room?
I just wanted to check it out.
But as a kid, what were you doing there?
We had to grab something from the basement one time. No, it wasn't a dead body. Okay. We just had to grab something from the basement. No, nothing's really changed. Yeah. Just it seemed a lot bigger.
I love how you were like, we used to go to this office to get the strap.
Yeah.
And
I was only threatened with it once.
Never got it?
Apparently I was a talker in class.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, I no, never got it. Yeah. Mr. Bukowski.
Okay.
Mr. Monahan, my guy that I told you about before.
Yeah.
He's my grade 4 teacher. I walked to his class there. He's not there, obviously, anymore. Tic Tacs and Vince Lombardi and Johnny Carson. Those were the three things I remember about him. I love white Tic Tacs.
Yeah.
The basic Tic Tacs.
Because it reminds you of school.
Yeah, Johnny Carson and Vince Lombardi.
Anyway, bringing back the memories.
Yeah,
and I will say this, too. That gym is small.
Oh, God.
But, man, those kids were loud in there.
Weren't
yesterday.
They?
Like when they were yelling and stuff at us, you know, nice things.
Yeah.
But they were yelling, and they were saying, even good morning, all that stuff, right? And you're just, oh, my God, my hair. Like, I thought I was at a Pantera.
When's the last
concert?
Time you were called Mr. McDonald?
Court.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
The average ticket cost for the Raptors last night for Game 5 was, I think it was, let me see, I think it was like $8,000 Canadian, something like that.
Wow.
But the cheapest ones you could find were $3,300 Canadian. So for you and a friend to sit up in the nosebleeds at Scotiabank last night, it was $6,600.
My big question from last night is, there's two people sitting behind the Golden State bench in Rough Rider jerseys. And my question is, who in Saskatchewan has that type of money to sit behind a bench?
Right.
Because those would have been, like you're saying, the average ticket price. They're paying a lot more than that to sit there.
Yeah, it's cheaper for you to fly to actually fly to Oakland to watch the game than to watch a game in Toronto.
So a couple rich farmers or somebody, who's sitting behind the bench there?
And why are you wearing Rider jerseys? Like, I understand Rider pride. It is everywhere.
Yeah.
But
like, if you're at a Grey Cup and their team's not in it, okay, wear a Rider jersey. That's cool. Like, I get
okay.
That. It's you're at an
sport,
NBA championship, and you said they handed out red shirts for everybody.
From what I understand, yeah.
Not everybody wore red shirts, because I saw people wearing Raptors jerseys and stuff, and that's okay. Wear Raptors paraphernalia at a Raptors championship game.
Just don't wear anything. I mean, don't wear, well, no, wear something, but don't wear any gear. Just wear whatever. But yeah, that's
unless. Can I stop you here?
Uh-huh.
So the Saskatchewan guys blew all their cash on the tickets. Okay, listen. Okay?
Yeah.
They're Golden State Warrior fans are sitting behind the Golden State bench. They're wearing Durant jerseys.
Uh-huh.
They could have been wearing Darian Durant jerseys. Nobody knows the difference.
Oh.
That's the only thing I can think. If that's the case, then that's okay. They're wearing Durant jerseys supporting Kevin Durant, who's like literally 5 feet from
them. Maybe,
They spent all their cash on beer and tickets.
Yeah.
They didn't have money for jerseys. And they're certainly not. Listen, check this out.
I'm thinking the type of people that sit there.
Yeah.
Pay probably what, $50,000 a ticket?
Okay.
I'm guessing they can probably.
But maybe
afford
dudes didn't want to wear a Golden State Kevin Durant jersey into the stadium. So then everybody's like, oh, you're just dumb Rider Hicks wearing your. They didn't even put two and two together. You see?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
One of the Rider greats. They say maybe even the greatest of all time, Mike McCullough joining us.
Hi, Mike. How's it going?
Who's they exactly?
Chad. Chad just actually physically just said it. Yeah,
I said it.
I like it.
I stand behind it.
Hey, Chad's not in the Plaza of Honor. I'm not in the Plaza of Honor. You're in the Plaza of Honor. So
what? Nice.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Well, you will be. You will be.
Thanks, Paul, very soon. That's good.
Very soon. Hey, so are you like everybody else jumping on that Raptors bandwagon, you and your wife, Lauren, and your 17 kids?
Yes, I jumped on the bandwagon back in 1994, buddy, and I've been on ever since.
You're such a liar. You have not been a basketball fan.
I saw them in the Sky Dome with Damon Stoudemire.
Really?
Back in, I think, 96.
Oliver Miller and all the greats.
Oh, yeah, the big O. Yeah,
so
man,
you have to admit, the rookie coach Nick Nurse blew that game for them yesterday.
No, I don't think so. I think he's done a really good job. I mean, they're saying that Kerr only had one timeout and all this and that. He's trying to keep the flow going, so I'm not going to second guess the guy. They're up 3-2 on the Warriors.
Yeah,
so
it's going 7 now. You know that, right?
It could. Yeah, it could very well go 7. You're right, Ballsy, you basketball prognosticator. You.
Well, I mean, you know, there's a 50-50 chance.
That's not a bad word, Ballsy. I know it's a long word, but it's not a bad word.
So, Mike McCullough joining us. Very good, clear line here, Mike. I got a question. Is this on your flip phone?
Yes, it is.
So,
sounding great.
Can you check score updates on your flip phone for the Raptors game?
Are we going to talk about the flip phone every time? Like, is this
no, we. No. That's why actually.
That's why we're calling.
That's
you.
Why we actually have you on. Check this out, because you'd be really pumped here. You're a per diem guy, so the first two road games, you're excited because you get extra per diem. So I thought Dang. This would be something you'd be interested in. The internet company Frontier Communications offering a deal to someone. This is a true story. They're going to pay you a grand, McCullough, if you can handle ditching your smartphone for 1 week, and they're going to give you a flip phone instead. We already got. You already have a flip phone. Like you can win, you that's easy money, McCullough.
I'd say text me their number, but I wouldn't get it, so maybe just call me with their number.
You seriously have not sent a text yet?
No, I get texts, I've never sent one.
What happens if it was an emergency and you were dying and you couldn't call but you had to send a text? You're going to die.
Okay, you're telling me if you're dying, you can get your thumbs working properly and send a full sentence text instead of just calling 911.
What happens if you couldn't talk? What happens if you lost your voice? What happens if the only way to communicate was via text? You wouldn't do it?
I don't know. I might go to my grave having not texted.
I know you might.
Mike, I'm not going to lie to you. If I die, I'm putting an Instagram post up. As I'm dying, video with a great sepia filter.
Sadly enough, that's probably coming at some point.
Absolutely.
Okay,
is.
But I just wanted to help you out now that you're not a big guy in the banquet circuits and you don't have that sweet, sweet CFL money anymore. I just wanted to help you out. Maybe you can earn $1,000 extra.
Hey, I'm definitely not against earning $1,000 doing what I'm doing.
Okay, so I'll call you later with their number, okay? How many times have you washed that phone anymore? I know you've washed it 4 times.
No, that was my old one.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Mike.
We're to a new level.
You upgraded to a different flip phone?
No. I had a flip phone, and then I washed it like 6 times by accident in the Ryder laundry, and then I used my wife's old like actual smartphone, which was 6 years ago, and I hated it. Pocket dialed, I think, Dressler every second
me
day.
Me too.
And then now I'm back to the flip phone.
But a different flip phone?
Yeah, a new one. I bought it like 2 years ago.
Who sells
fresh
flip phones?
Package.
Where do they sell flip phones?
You'd be shocked. I went in Dubai, like at the Virgin kiosk, and I was like, I bet this is the first time you sold one of these. He goes, no, I sold one like 2 hours ago to a guy.
That guy was a drug dealer, and it was a burner phone.
It was a burner phone drug dealer.
All right, Mike, have fun with your burner phone, buddy.
Thank you. I appreciate the call knocking my phone. This is a lot of fun.
Take care.
Yeah, we'll call again next week.
See you later.
Good thing we talked a lot of football.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Let's not forget, this Sunday is Father's Day. I hope you remember that.
Yeah, they don't usually.
I want something good. Cash.
Yeah.
Pay up, buddy.
We'll get into that tomorrow. But I want to talk about when you've hit being a peak dad, okay? Mm. Your peak dadhood.
Peak fatherhood,
yeah. So they asked a bunch of people, and so here we go. You're at your peak dad when you laugh at your own bad jokes. You think that's the key?
Yeah. Who doesn't laugh at their own bad joke? I've done that since I was like a child.
It's getting worse for me. I think I've reached my peak fatherhood here, busting out bad dance moves. The kids like their rap music, so when I'm in the car with them and I'm doing my thing and pretending I'm going all gangster, they're like,
"Yeah,
Dad, just sit."
I do that with my daughter, but I do that on purpose because I try and embarrass
her. That's the next thing, embarrassing your kids on purpose is when you've reached your peak. How about this one? Always manning the grill.
Nobody touches my grill.
No, I'm the griller too.
Nobody.
And my grass too. My grass is very important.
Callie does the grass.
Really?
Yeah, all the time. That's because I'm lazy.
It's not because I haven't reached my peak fatherhood. It's because I'm not manly. Uh-huh. Constantly doing repairs around the house.
No, I don't. I should. I do the occasional one.
You do this one though, I think. You do get excited to go to home improvement stores.
I go to them a lot, yeah. But the only reason I do is because when I'm doing a project at my house, I forget to buy stuff. Mm-hmm. So I always, like, if, say, like, by example, I'm going to Lowe's.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
I will go there and I will buy what I think I need for the project, go home, and remember, I need 900 other things. And then I go back. I will make, on average, probably 5 trips to a hardware store to get a project done.
Okay, so maybe not that you don't like it. It's just that you don't know what you're doing.
No, that's mostly it. Yeah.
Okay. How about this one? Spending a lot of time in the shed.
I don't have a shed.
When you're married,
I have a shed.
When you're married, we call that a doghouse.
Yeah, yeah.
And
what are you doing in said shed?
Yeah, that's right. Having a chair. Do you have a chair? Do you have your special chair in the house? That's your chair? I don't.
Yeah, I did. I do. I have a chair that was bought for me on my 30th birthday. It has been taken over because it is also a breastfeeding chair. So that has been taken from me. For good reason.
I used to have a recliner and a couch, and a TV, love seat, in a basement. I don't have any of those anymore.
Yeah? What happened?
No. Well, you know, D-I-V-O-R-C.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Colin Lovequist, yeah.
The round mound of sound.
Yeah. I heard your ratings were too high, so I came in for about 5 minutes.
Good, just to even out the score.
Let's drop him way down.
Let's bring him down.
He came in the other day. Goes, Ballsy, you'd appreciate this. You got a Stan Musial card.
Stan Musial autograph. 14 of them made. I got one of them in the world.
Where'd you get that?
I am a. Let's just say I'm a constant on eBay.
Yeah.
I look for the deals. And this was, for some reason, this kid from Fort McMurray had this card, and he was probably trying to pay for some fire cleanup or something. So he was trying to get some big bucks.
Yeah.
And I just swooped in like a hawk and just snatched it out of his hand for like 35, 40 bucks.
Nice.
And what's it worth? It's probably worth 300 bucks.
Did he know that?
Oh, probably. Wow. Probably. But that's the nature of the beast. You win some, you lose some. And it seems like a lot of people aren't... buying from Canadians because of our dollar. So, it's one of those things.
Colin Lovequist.
Playing the markets.
Yeah. Colin is a huge collector of all these cards.
So what would you estimate your card collection worth?
Oh, sure. Now I'm going to get stabbed walking home.
No.
I'm going to get kidnapped and somebody's going to ransom my cards. I don't know, but I had a guy over that was, a financial advisor just going over, you know, and he said, well, maybe you should have insurance on these. And he goes, what do you think you got here? And I hated to speculate because it's always growing. It's always evolving. Yeah, yeah. And I figured I got it around about 100 grand, maybe.
Wow. Ooh. What's your greatest card?
I got a 55 Roberto Clemente Tops, which is way different than Opeachy because Opeachy, even though it's a shorter run, it's not highly sought after because it's a Canadian market. So everybody wants the Tops.
See, and
I remember hockey.
I remember when I was a kid, Opeachy was it. Like that was it. Yeah, yeah, that was the one you wanted. I remember I used to go to Canadian Wholesale Club as a kid.
Yeah,
and I would go in there and I would buy the giant boxes of hockey cards. Like you could get the entire season pack, right?
Yeah.
And I would get one time I bought the French version by accident. And apparently a lot of those were worth money.
Short print, you know, they didn't produce as many, and it's sort of like records, you know, they do a print run, see how they sell. If they're hot, they'll do another print run, and some of the French prints are short, so.
Yeah.
I'll give you $5.
He said the fresh prince is short. I thought he was tall.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you this quickly before we go. So they grade cards, right?
They grade.
So what's a 10 grade? Like what
10
is
pristine. So that is the juiciest, mintest, best looking card you can get. And if you're going through certain grading services, there's PSA, there's GMA. Beckett Grading Service is the one that everybody relies on and goes to. But they are so... they're so scarce with handing out gem mint cards. Like to get a gem mint, it's like getting struck by lightning. It's rare, but it happens. I've got a couple, but it's hard to do. And then, of course, your value appreciates from 50% up to 400%, depending on supply and demand on the player, whether it's a Mike Trout or a Wayne Gretzky grade. Yeah. It's high. Everybody wants it.
So when you store these, what do you do? Like do you store them specially?
No, they're all in hard holders. They're cases, and some of them you got to take a screwdriver and place them in. You put your little plastic sleeve over them, and you place them in, and you press them down, and. Yeah. Try not to get your...
How did you know how to do all this stuff?
I've been doing this since the 60s, my 70s.
But how did you catch on to do it? Like, did you have a mentor?
When I was a kid, back at the hockey rink in the 70s, we used to play Flixies, where you'd set up a card on the wall, and then you'd compete against another kid, and you'd stand back maybe 15 yards, 10 yards, and some of these kids were good. And you would try to knock your card down with the other cards. Yeah. Whoever knocked the card down got the pile of cards. So that's how I got...
Back in Broadview.
I remember Jerry Korab, man. He was hot back in the day. Marcel Dion from 71. I was chasing all that 71 Opeachy NHL. Yeah. And
it's crazy.
Andre the Moose DuPont was one of my favorites to go after because he was the only guy that stood up to the Broad Street Bullies back in the 70s.
Tell you what. Lounge's cards and his beer and his eyebrows come from 1971.
Fear the beard.
Thanks for coming in, buddy.
Hi, thanks, guys. Oh, I hope your ratings go down. Thank goodness I came in at the right time.
I could hear the collective thud of all the dials going.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.